A good news reflection for Friday of the 34th week of Ordinary Time and the Feast of St. Andrew, Apostle. Today's theme, how to evangelize our families. We all have the vocation revealing the gospel of joy so that others feel attracted to Christ. Through baptism, we have been joined to the ministry and purposes of Christ. We are called and empowered by His Spirit to give others the joy that heals. The world becomes a better place because we are apostles of joy. In today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22, we see Jesus calling people into apostleship. Saint Andrew was the first apostle, and although he would later lead many others to Christ, the first person he evangelized was his brother, Simon, who later became Peter, our first pope. Can you see the joy he shared with his brother? The most difficult people to evangelize are usually our own family members. We're too close. We care so much about them that we're too hard on them. And since no one likes to believe that they need to change, we don't have much credibility when we invite them to change. Apostleship means being sent forth to do whatever God calls us to do. Remember that whatever He calls us to do, He gifts us and empowers us to do. The first reading from Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 18, describes why God gives us apostolates. The message must go out, and it describes our importance. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. Being good apostles and terrific evangelizers does not mean that we're going to be successful at changing the hearts and minds of family members. Not everyone has heeded the good news. But it's at home where we learn to love others unconditionally. It's at home where we become good at forgiving. And it's at home where we're tested and strengthened in serving others with joy. Fulfilling our vocation of joy in the home does not mean preaching conversion and debating the need to go to Mass. We can evangelize them by treating them the way Christ wants to treat them. Consider every interaction as an opportunity for them to meet Jesus, even if they stubbornly refuse to recognize Him in you. And when they ask questions and show an openness to learning from us, then we can evangelize through words. They already know that you follow Christ and that you go to Mass because you believe that participation in church community makes an important difference. You don't need to remind them. Simply concentrate on bringing more of Christ's joy into the relationships. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.